Chapter 39. On Pachim, the main interrogation center for the Holy Roman Office of the Universal Inquisition, is not in the Vatican proper, but in the great heap of stone called Castel Sant'Angelo, a massive circular fort begun as Hadrian's tomb in AD 135, connected to the Aurelian Wall in AD 271 to become the most important fortress in Rome, and one of the few buildings of Rome to be moved with the Vatican when the Church evacuated its offices from old Earth in the last days before the planet's collapse into the core-gobbling black hole. The castle, actually a conical monolith of moat-surrounded stones, became important to the Church during the plague year of AD 587, when Gregory the Great, while leading a prayer procession beseeching God to end the plague, had a vision of Michael the Archangel atop the tomb. Later, Castel Sant'Angelo sheltered popes from angry mobs, offered its dank cells and torture chambers to such perceived enemies of the Church as Benvenuto Cellini, and in its nearly 3,000 years of existence had proved itself impervious to both barbarian invasion and nuclear explosion. It now sits like a low gray mountain in the center of the only open land remaining within the busy triangle of highways, buildings, and administrative centers running between the Vatican, the Pax administrative city, and the spaceport. Father Captain De Soia presents himself 20 minutes before his 07:30 appointment, and is given a badge that will guide him through the sweating, windowless vaults and corridors of the castle. The frescoes, beautiful furnishings, and airy loggias set there by popes of the Middle Ages have long since faded and fallen into disrepair. Castel Sant'Angelo has once again taken on the character of a tomb and fortress. De Soia knows that a fortified passage from the Vatican to the castle had been brought along from old Earth, and that one of the purposes of the Holy Office in the past 2 centuries has been to supply Castel Sant'Angelo with modern weapons and defenses, so that it might still offer quick refuge to the Pope should interstellar war come to Pachim. The walk takes the full 20 minutes, and he must pass through frequent checkpoints and security doors, each guarded not by the brightly garbed Swiss Guard police of the Vatican, but by the black and silver uniformed security forces of the Holy Office. The interrogation cell itself is infinitely less dreary than the ancient corridors and stairs that lead to it. 2 of the 3 interior stone walls are brightened by smart glass panels that glow a soft yellow. 2 sun bundles spread sunlight from their collector on the roof 30 meters above. The Spartan room is furnished by a modern conference table. De Soia's chair sits opposite that of his 5 inquisitors, but is identical to theirs in design and comfort, and a standard office work center sits against one wall with keyboards, data screens, disk key plate, and virtual inputs, and a sideboard with a coffee urn and breakfast rolls. De Soia has to wait only a minute before the inquisitors arrive. The cardinals, 1 Jesuit, 1 Dominican, and 3 legionaries of Christ, introduce themselves and shake hands. De Soia has worn his black Pax Fleet dress uniform with its Roman collar, and it stands in contrast to the crimson Holy Office tunics with their black tabbed collars. There are a few niceties, a moment's conversation about De Soia's health and successful resurrection, offers of food and coffee. De Soia accepts the coffee and then they take their seats. In the tradition of the early days of the Holy Office, and as has been the custom in the renewed Church when priests are the subject of investigation, the discussion is held in Latin. Only 1 of the 5 cardinals on the panel actually speaks. The questions are polite, formal, and invariably phrased in the third person. At the end of the interview, transcripts in Latin and Web English are given to the interview subject. Has Father Captain De Soia reported success in finding and detaining the child known as Ania?
I have had contact with the child. I have not succeeded in detaining her.
Let him say what the meaning of contact is within this context. I have twice intercepted the ship which carried the child away from Hyperion, once in Parvati system, a second time near and on Renaissance Vector. These unsuccessful attempts at taking the child into custody have been recorded and are duly entered into the record. Is it his contention that the child would have died by her own hand in Parvati system before the specially trained Swiss Guard troops aboard his ship could have forced entry and taken the child into protective custody? It was my belief at the time. I felt the risk was too great. And to his knowledge, did the ranking Swiss Guard commander in charge of the actual boarding operation, one Sergeant Gregorius, agree with the father captain that the operation should be called off? I am not sure of Sergeant Gregorius's opinion after the boarding operation was cancelled. At the time, he argued to go. And does he know the opinion of the other two troopers involved in the boarding operation? At the time, they wanted to go. They had trained hard and were ready. It was my opinion at the time, however, that the risk of the girl harming herself was too great. And was this the same reason he did not intercept the runaway ship prior to its entering the atmosphere of the world known as Renaissance Vector? No. In that instance, the girl said that she was landing on the planet. It seemed safer for everyone concerned to allow her to do so before taking her into custody. And yet, when the aforementioned ship approached the dormant Farcaster portal on Renaissance Vector, the priest captain ordered various ships in the fleet and air forces to fire on the child's ship. Is this correct? Yes. Is it his contention, then, that this command held no danger of harming the girl? No. I knew there was a risk. However, when I realized that the girl's ship was headed for the Farcaster portal, it was my firm belief that we would lose her if we did not attempt to disable her spacecraft. Did he have some knowledge that the Farcaster portal along the river would activate itself after almost 3 centuries of dormancy? No knowledge. A sudden intuition, a hunch. Is he in the habit of risking the success or failure of a mission labeled the highest priority by the Holy Father himself, on a hunch? I am not in the habit of being sent on a mission of highest priority by the Holy Father. In certain instances where my ships have been in combat, I have made command decisions based on insights which would not have seemed totally logical outside the context of my experience and training. Is he saying that knowledge of a Farcaster's renewed activity, some 274 years after the fall of the web which sustained them, is within the context of his experience and training? No. It was a hunch. Is he aware of the expense of the combined fleet operation in Renaissance system? I know it was considerable. Is he aware that several ships of the line were delayed in carrying out their orders from Pax Fleet Command, orders which were sending them to vital trouble spots along the so-called Great Wall of our defensive perimeter against the invading ousters? I was aware that ships were delayed in Renaissance system upon my order, yes. On the world of Mare Infinitus, the Father Captain saw fit to arrest several Pax officers. Yes. And to administer truth-tell and other restricted psychotropic drugs to these officers without due process or the advice of the Pax and Church authorities on Mare Infinitus. Yes. Is it his contention that the papal diskey conferred upon him to carry out his mission of finding the child also authorized him to arrest Pax officers and carry out such interrogation without the due process of military courts or provided counsel? Yes, it was and is my understanding that the papal diskey gave me, full authorization in the field for whatever command decisions I deemed necessary in the completion of this mission. Is it his contention, then, that the arrest of these Pax officers will lead to the successful detention of the child named Aenea? My investigation was necessary to determine the truth of the events surrounding the probable passage of that child from Farcaster to Farcaster on Mare Infinitus. During the course of that investigation, it became apparent that the director of the platform on which the events occurred had been lying to his superiors, covering up elements of the incident involving the girl's traveling companion, and also had been involved in treasonable deals with the poachers in those waters. At the conclusion of our investigation, I turned over the officers and men who had been involved to the Pax garrison for due process handling within the Fleet Code of Military Justice.
And did he feel that his treatment of Bishop Melandriano was also justified under the requirements of the investigation?
Despite explanations of the need for swift action, Bishop Melandriano objected to our investigation on Platform Station 326 Mid-Littoral. He tried to stop the investigation from a distance, despite direct orders to cooperate from his superior, Archbishop Jane Kelly.
Is it the Father Captain's contention that Archbishop Kelly offered her help in soliciting the cooperation of Bishop Melandriano?
No, I sought her help.
In truth, did the Father Captain not invoke the authority of the Papal Disci in compelling Archbishop Kelly to intervene on the behalf of the investigation?
Yes.
Can he state the events which occurred after Bishop Melandriano came in person to Platform Station 326 Mid-Littoral?
Bishop Melandriano was in a rage. He ordered the Pax troops guarding my prisoners.
When the Father Captain refers to my prisoners, he means the former director and Pax officers of the platform?
Yes.
He may continue.
Bishop Melandriano ordered the Pax troops I had brought in to release Captain Powell and the others. I countermanded the order. Bishop Melandriano refused to recognize my authority as delegated by the Papal Disci. I had the bishop put under temporary arrest and transported to the Jesuit monastery on a platform 600 kilometers from the planet's south pole. Storms and other contingencies prevented the bishop from leaving for several days. By the time he did, my investigation was complete.
And what did the investigation purport to show?
Among other things, it showed that Bishop Melandriano had been receiving large payments of cash from the poachers within the jurisdiction of Platform Station 326 Mid-Littoral. It also showed that Director Powell of the platform had been under the direction of Bishop Melandriano in carrying out illegal activities with the poachers and in extorting money from the off-world fishermen.
Did the Father Captain confront Bishop Melandriano with these allegations?
No.
Did he bring it to the attention of Archbishop Kelly?
No.
Did he bring it to the attention of the ranking Pax garrison commander?
No.
Can he explain these omissions of action as required by the Pax Fleet Code of Conduct and the rules of the Church and Society of Jesus?
The bishop's involvement in these crimes was not the focus of my investigation. I turned Captain Powell and the others over to the garrison commander because I knew their cases would be dealt with quickly and fairly under the Fleet Code of Military Justice. I also knew that any complaints against Bishop Melandriano, whether filed under Pax civil suit or church judicial procedures, would require my presence on Mare Infinitus for weeks and months. The mission could not wait for that. I judged the bishop's corruption less important than pursuing the girl.
He understands the seriousness of these unsubstantiated and undocumented charges against a bishop of the Roman Catholic Church?
Yes.
And what led him to abandon his former search pattern and take the Archangel Courier Raphael to the ouster-controlled Hebron system?
Again, a hunch.
He shall elaborate.
I did not know where the girl had forecast after Renaissance Vector. Logic dictated that the ship had been left behind somewhere, and they had continued on the River Tethys by other means. The hawking mat, perhaps, more likely by boat or raft. Certain evidence gathered in the investigation of the girl's flight prior to and during the Mare Infinitus crossing
suggested a connection with the ousters. He shall elaborate.
First, the spacecraft. It was of hegemony design, a private interstellar spacecraft, if such a thing can be believed. Only a few were given out during the history of the hegemony. The one most closely resembling the ship we encountered was presented to a certain hegemony consul some decades before the fall. This consul was later immortalized in the epic poem The Cantos, composed by the former Hyperion pilgrim Martin Silenus. In The Cantos, the consul tells a tale of betraying the hegemony by spying for the ousters.
He shall continue.
There were other connections. Sergeant Gregorius was sent to the world of Hyperion with certain forensic evidence, which identified the man believed to have been traveling with the child. It is one Rawl Endymion, a native of Hyperion and former member of the Hyperion Home Guard. There are certain connections of the name Endymion to works by the girl's father, the Keat Cybert Abomination. Once again we come to the Cantos.
He will continue.
Well, there was another connection. The flying device captured after the escape and possible shooting of Rawl Endymion on Mare Infinitus.
Why does he say the possible shooting? Reports from all eyewitnesses on the platform say the suspect was shot and fell into the sea.
Lieutenant Belius had fallen into the ocean earlier, yet his blood and tissue fragments were found on the hawking mat. Only a small portion of blood identified as having the DNA pattern of Rawl Endymion was found on the flying mat. It is my theory that Endymion either tried to rescue Lieutenant Belius from the sea, or was surprised by him somehow. That the two fought on the mat, that the real suspect, Rawl Endymion, was wounded and fell from the mat before the guards fired. I believe it was Lieutenant Belius who died from Fleshet fire.
Does he have any proof, other than blood and tissue samples, which might just as easily have come from Rawl Endymion, pausing long enough in his escape flight to murder Lieutenant Belius?
No.
He shall continue.
The other reason I suspected an ouster connection was the hawking mat. Forensic studies show it to be very old, perhaps old enough to be the famous mat used by shipmen Merrin Aspic and Ciri on the world of Maui Covenant. Once again, there is a connection to the Hyperion pilgrimage and stories related in the Silenus Cantos.
He shall continue.
That's all. I thought that we could get to Hebron without encountering an ouster swarm. They often abandon the systems they win in combat. Obviously, my hunch was wrong this time. It cost Lancer Reddig his life. For that, I am deeply and truly sorry.
So his contention is that the upshot of the investigation he carried out, at such expense and such pain and embarrassment to Bishop Melandriano, was successful, because several items seemed to connect to the poem called The Cantos, which in turn had a slight connection to the ousters?
Essentially, yes.
Is the Father Captain aware that the poem called The Cantos is on the index of prohibited books, and has been so for more than a century and a half?
Yes.
Does he admit to having read this book?
Yes.
Does he remember the punishment within the Society of Jesus for willfully violating the index of prohibited books?
Yes. It is banishment from the Society.
And does he recall the maximum punishment listed under the Church Canon of Peace and Justice set upon those in the body of Christ for willful violations of restrictions offered through the Index of Prohibited Books?
Excommunication.
The Father Captain is released to his quarters at the Vatican Rectory of the Legionaries of Christ, and is requested to remain there until recalled for further testimony before this panel or as otherwise directed. We do so abjure, swear, promise, and bind our brother in Christ. Through the power of the Holy Catholic and Apostolic Roman Church, do we so compel and abjure thee. In Jesus' name we speak.
Thank you, most eminent and reverend Lord Cardinals, Inquisitors. I shall await word.